Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY24 earnings conference call for Vardhman Special Steel Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Murarka from Choice Equity Broking Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Choice Equity Broking, welcome to the Q4 and FY24 post-results conference call of Vardhman Special Steel Limited. I also take this opportunity to welcome the senior management team. On today's call, we have with us Mr. Satyajit Jain, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajendra Kumar Javeri, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjeev Singla, CFO, Ms. Soumya Jain, Executive Director. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve certain risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. I now invite Mr. Satyajit Jain for the opening remark to be followed by the question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepika. In addition to the names mentioned, we have Sonam, our Company Secretary, with us, and Savli from our investor relations firm. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today on this call. Last year has been a very, very interesting year. I would say the growth phase has the next phase has begun after our consolidation of last year. We completed our so we looked at the past last year, and also we looked at the future. So we looked at the past as we completed 50 years of existence as a steel business, which is a big event for us, and we gave a one-for-one bonus to celebrate the occasion. And that was also the opportunity to start strategizing our plans for our expansion, eventually going to the next phase, which is a second plant. But in the last year, I think one big area where a lot of work has been done is in the area of green. As you are all aware, the future is green everywhere, and steel being a major polluting industry, green steel has become a very big word across the world. And we are positioning ourselves as one of the strong green steel producers from India. Our carbon footprint, which has already come down to 0.7 tons of carbon per ton of steel, Scope 1 and Scope 2, and measured on the billet, as most of the steel companies are doing. And we are putting up a solar plant, which, if things are as of now, things are on track. We should be there by December. With that, our carbon footprint should drop to around 0.45. And then we have plans to switch to renewable power from the grid, which has a higher, slightly higher cost. But with that, our carbon footprint should drop to 0.2. This will make us by far the lowest carbon footprint company in our special steel sector compared to our competitors, who will be between 2.5-3, as most of them, almost all of them, are from the blast furnace route. We will be at 0.2 in 2 years from now. They'll be between 2.5-3. So that's one big thrust area. The second thrust area last year was we installed those two stands in rolling, which increased our rolling capacity. Then we placed orders for a COX block and for a reheating furnace with a capex, total capex of about 140 crores. The COX block should be in place by later this year, by December or so. By March, hopefully, it would have stabilized. And the reheating furnace will come up in 25, somewhere around June. And we will maybe stabilize by September, October. We'll get advantage of that in the second half of next year. In addition, already approved earlier. We are planning on a second entity line. So a lot of investments which have been planned earlier from our earlier planned CapEx have started process, and invest expenditure will happen in this year and the next year primarily, and then go over to the year after that. And we have announced a new CapEx of 33 crores, which will increase our capacity. As we said earlier, we had tested the capacity of 260,000 tons of billet making, which was our earlier stated capacity, which meant about 230,000 tons of saleable product. And we had a license of 3 lakh tons. So we had regulatory approval, but we didn't have the ability to reach there. And I had said earlier that once we reach 260,000 tons, we will start looking for improvement opportunities to increase this further. We feel reasonably confident that we should be able to hit 285,000 tons in the next 2 years with this capex of 33 crores. Now, this 33 crores is primarily investment in environment, because with the increase in production, the environment will deteriorate in the plant, and therefore we'll be adding almost about 12 crore rupees to improve the environment in the electric arc furnace. We're adding a ETP, we're adding some other environment. So about 14 to 15 crore rupees out of the 33 is in environment area. The other investments are in building some redundancies, building some spare capacities so that where the maintenance can be done offline rather than online, those kind of investments. And of course, since our test production increase will mean far more testing, far more sophisticated testing also. So we are also investing more in our R&D area and small debottlenecking investments here and there. So, but the large three chunks are: one, environment, the largest chunk; R&D investment, the second largest chunk; the third largest chunk is in redundancy, building redundancies and building offline maintenance possibilities. The fourth is some debottlenecking here and there. So those are the main highlights of last year. One more thing that we have been saying all along is that our stated EBITDA per ton is 7,000 to 10,000 rupees a ton. Last quarter, we have had a good quarter. We got 11,000 rupees a ton. It is beyond our normal range. So please don't calibrate us on this kind of expectation for the future. However, I think we've become pretty boring. The last 3 years, we've been saying our range is 7,000 to 10,000 rupees a ton. And I've said that we will be want to up this range. I think we are ready now that once this expansion investments of next year, the COX block and the shutdowns which happen because of COX block, because again, we'll have a 1 month shutdown of rolling mill next year. Once that gets over by December, by March, it will have stabilized. So the year 25-26, we want to up this guidance to 8,000 to 11,000 rupees a ton. And we hope the year after that, after the stabilization of our reheating furnace and further increase in capacity, we will be able to up the range to 9 to 12. So 8 to 11 is now our guidance from the year 25-26 onwards. And aspirationally, 26-27 onwards, we hope to change the range to 9 to 12. We are not ready to announce just now to confirm that. But I guess somewhere a year down the line, as we develop the confidence, we will come and state clearly that we are ready to change our range to 9 to 12. These are as far as our opening remarks go. And of course, dividend, we have maintained the same dividend. There was thought of increasing the dividend, but since the profits were down from last year, despite the strong recovery in second half, primarily the fourth quarter, we decided to maintain the dividend. Our debt equity, of course, is at our lowest ever at 0.2. It is much lower than what it, 0.12, sorry. It is way lower than what it should be. And we will correct that as we plan our capital investment for the further capital investment that we plan, and then eventually when we are ready to announce the new plant. So these are have as my opening remarks. I think this is the longest opening remarks I've given in a long time. Okay. But My CFO is reminding me because you were absent last year, so you're given two calls worth of opening remarks today. So we are open to Q&A. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Roshan Shah from Valcor Cap. Please go ahead, sir.
Roshan, before you begin your question, I think one more thing which I forgot to share. On a personal note, I became a grandfather on 6th of April. My daughter Soumya, our executive director, gave birth to a baby boy, Suvir. And that's on a personal note, just sharing the promotion, my promotion from father to grandfather. Anyway, go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So congratulations, sir, first of all, on the great news. Moving on to the business, sir, during the opening remarks, there was some disturbance with my line. So I heard that you have you're planning for a capex of 33 crores. So could you just help me with what our installed capacity will reach to now?
So this is an incremental new announcement of 33 crores. We already have ongoing project of 260 crores, which was announced in 2022, and then another 140 crore project, which is the Cox block and the reheating furnace, which was announced in 23. So these two are already announced. So in addition to that, this is a 33 crore. Because now all our capital investments have been made. This is only marginal, and out of the 33 crore, large chunk is going in environment to improve the dust extraction, fume extraction system. Okay. That is the largest chunk of it. The second chunk is in R&D equipment, and the third chunk is in building redundancies. So some areas adding some spare, some extra spares, adding in some parts which can be removed and so maintenance becomes offline rather than online maintenance to improve the uptime of machines to increase production. So those kind of investments. All small, nothing major. And the fourth bucket is in terms of some small debottlenecking here and there.
Okay, sir. Understood. And sir, the next question was, so we also Kalyani has been adding some capacity as well. So are we seeing any great increase in demand?
The demand is going to continue to grow in the car segment as the cars grow. The second area where demand is likely to increase is as global majors are building plans to make India the major manufacturing hub. So as you saw in today's Business Standard, already Kubota has announced that India will be like that. Of course, we have information for a couple of other tier ones, global tier ones. I am not at liberty to share their names out here, but as they are, some of them are our customers who are talking of building India as a global hub. So all these portend to a stronger demand going ahead. But currently, there is a weak environment. Currently, primarily because tractors, there is a slowdown in tractors. So there's a little slowdown, and there's a slight slowdown in exports from some of our customers. That I believe is temporary. But as of now, which is why last quarter, in fact, month of March, the sales were way lower than what we estimated. So despite sales doing a decent job in the last quarter, to help recover part of our loss that we had in sales. But because of a weak March, and we saw the weakness from February itself, we still ended up about 2.5% short, 5,000 tons short of the previous year. So there is current weakness, but I'm seeing things improving already. Cars are doing well. Two-wheelers are stable. I mean, it's basically tractors and commercial vehicles. Commercial vehicles also are improving already, I think. But tractors is the only thing which is a little down. So that should also pick up maybe in a couple of months. And I guess everyone is waiting for once the elections are over.
Yeah.
We are all hoping demand picks up further. Already demand for construction steel is high. Construction steel prices have risen. So that is showing a better demand.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Ritwik Seth from Verna Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on your personal milestone as well. Sir, couple of questions from my end, just to get my understanding whether it's right or wrong. The billet capacity today is 260,000, which will go to 285,000.
Correct.
As you mentioned. And the rolling mill capacity, which is currently 2 lakh tons per annum, will go to 250,000 of the capex that we have already mentioned in the previous quarters, right?
Yeah. So. So 2 lakh it was with the addition of these two stands, because of which we took some shutdowns last year. This capacity has already gone up to about 215,
okay.
210 to 215, 210, sorry, I stand corrected. So 10,000 tons capacity has already gone up, so it's 210. Mm-hmm. And with this Cox block and the reheating furnace, our capacity will go up to about 260 to 270,000 tons. So then rolling will not be a bottleneck anymore. Just now rolling is still a bottleneck, and which is why we have a lot of job work where we are getting billets rolled from outside. Then once this capacity comes up, all those billets which are getting rolled outside will get rolled inside. We'll have better control on quality, and there will be some saving of costs and improvement in margin. Because what is being rolled outside, there is freight cost as well as profit margin being transferred to other companies.
Right. So basically in 2 years we'll be at, we can sell 250,000 to 260,000 tons per annum finished products from our existing Ludhiana.
From capacity point of view, yes, we'll be able to sell, but we always believe in gradually building up. So our target will be 250,000 tons of sales, which is what we'll target. I'm not saying that we're committing that, mm-hmm. but we'll target that in the year 26-27.
Right. Sure. Got it. So this is helpful. So secondly...
And for next year, we are targeting somewhere between 210 to 215,000 tons.
Yeah. Okay, so next year...
this year. Not this year.
FY25.
This year. We are already in next year. Yeah, correct. In 24-25,
210 to 215. Okay. So we will not be needing any external rolling to be done by anybody.
No, this year also we will, because we have 1 month of shutdowns, and since the Cox block will be not yet put up, mm-hmm. we will not get the gains of that capacity. This year again we will have. Next year onward, the outside rolling will go away.
Right.
And currently about 35,000 tons was rolled outside last year.
Okay.
30,000. And about 8,000 to 10,000 tons, we have some bottleneck of production, because those are certain kinds that we don't have that size range in our rolling. That will remain, but roughly 25,000 tons of this 35,000 tons will get rolled inside, which is getting rolled outside. Now you'll be surprised, this is for everybody else, that when the capacity shortage is not as much, why the job work amount is larger than the capacity shortfall. That is for servicing reasons also. When suddenly you get orders in bunching of orders to meet service requirements, we need to do some job work from outside.
Okay, got it. And so
with the Cox block, our capacity will go up and our servicing ability will also go up. So the need to get any outside rolling, neither for capacity reasons nor for servicing reasons, so we'll be able to do all this rolling inside.
Got it. Got it. So thank you for the answer. So second question is on the exports volume. Would it be possible to share the exports volume for FY24 and, you know, how we expect to see over next 2 years, FY25 and FY in current year and then next year?
Sure. Srinath, can you share the export numbers?
Yeah. Last year, we ended up total export volume of 7,300 plus exports to IT, which are clubbed in the domestic sale, which is about 5,000 tons.
Okay.
So total 12,000 tons.
Yes.
Right.
And this year, we are expecting about 16 to 17,000 tons. Yes.
Okay. And incremental, I'm assuming that it will be going to IT majority.
We don't share all those numbers now, so total about 16-17. The sales to Aichi are going a little below expectation, and there are two reasons for that. One, the Japanese yen has weakened so much that Japanese steel is marginally or almost the same rate as steel from India. But secondly, also Toyota sales are a bit down. Thailand, the sales are a bit down. So that is the reason for lower, and plans are being made to see how to make up this shortfall.
Okay, got it. And so 2 quarters ago, you had mentioned that global OEM had taken some samples from our side for green steel. So if you
correct.
Can share, so if you can share, you know, any updates on that.
No, that's the progress. All such things take a year, 2 years to happen. I'm just saying. It's a signal that global OEs are looking at India seriously. That so the idea was more a signaling impact. This is a direction where companies are going. Any impact of this you'll see only some impact you'll see next, not in this year, the next financial year, which is 25-26, but real impact will be 26-27.
Okay, right.
It's a slow process of getting into a global OE. It takes about 3 years minimum. So but then once you get in, then they expand, you can expand your footprint, and then it's also difficult to get you out. It's a sticky business.
Okay. And
but one interesting thing is they have asked us that 100% of power for their manufacture has to be from renewable energy, renewable power. So this is a clear requirement of this OE.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But are we ready for 100?
Which is good for us. No, we'll be ready. So once by the time the production requirements happen, we'll be ready with that.
Okay. So just one last question from my end. You had mentioned a few quarters ago that our material to IG, which is, the quality is little bit subpar than the Japanese material that they receive. So, you know, how is the progress on that front? Are we happy? Is IG happy? And is it completely at par with Japanese material, or, you know, there is still some scope for improvement there?
So, I think you have misinterpreted what I said. The quality, no customer will take any subpar quality.
Right.
So the quality that we are producing is equivalent to Aichi quality. However, we have, what I said was, we are having difficulty making that quality, and our internal rejections were, and rework were significantly higher than we had anticipated. And those, as our internal quality levels have improved, so those rework and rejection levels have come down.
Okay.
So, and that is also one of the factors which has contributed to the profitability being better in the last quarter. I'm not saying that's the only factor, but one of the factors.
Okay.
And one of the factors which has given us the confidence to change our forecast, our guidance to 8 to 11,000 from our up till now range of 7 to 10. But again, I'm saying this will be for the year 25-26, because next year again we are shut down and we still have some constraints and we still have some material being rolled outside. All those constraints are there. So really 25-26 we'll get the full impact. Again, we'll not get full impact, but we'll get most of the impact, and 26-27 we'll have the full impact, which is why 8-11 is the range we have said, 25-26, and aspirationally we feel a 9,000 to 12,000 rupee EBITDA per ton range in 26-27.
Okay, so this is great and helpful. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Angad Katkare from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
So, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations, sir, for becoming grandfather. So my first question is related to the other income, which includes the GST and electricity incentive. Can you share the outlook for FY25 for the same?
It will be in the similar numbers because there's nothing of the past year in this year. Last year we still had, I think, 7-8 crore rupees of a previous year. So 9 crore. So which means actually the EBITDA level, though it seems lower this 23-24 compared to the previous year, it is at par with the previous year, because in 22-23 we had 9 crores of a prior period. So this year, everything is of this year, and we can expect the same similar numbers going ahead.
Which is why we have stated
that we believe this is part of our income, for our regular operations. It is not an other income which has been. This is part of our costing structure.
Got it, sir. Sir, my second question is related to the greenfield plant. Any development on the same? The forging plant integration and the greenfield plant.
So all these areas, we have started serious discussions. And hopefully we start looking for land soon. We started the process of thinking which state to look at, all those things. So in the next few months, hopefully we'll decide the state and then start identifying land parcels. But we started the process now.
Great to know that. Sometimes.
It will take its own time. And when we're ready to make an announcement about timelines and so on, we will do that. As of now, no concrete steps have been taken. We just started the process of discussion and thinking and planning and study.
Got it, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir.
As all, as the audience here would know, we are a conservative group and we go slow and steady. So we are a little patient and cautious. So, and on top of that, our partners are Japanese, who are also slow and patient. But the beauty with our Japanese, what I have seen is, they take their time in planning and thinking and consolidating. But once the plans are made, then they are firm and action is fast.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Rohan Mehta, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on the personal good news. Sir, just to build on the previous question regarding CAPEX, if you could just shed some light on if there's been any further discussion with IG about this CAPEX and how the entire CAPEX would be funded.
This CAPEX is a small 33 crore additional, with easily internal accruals and little bit, and payback will be within 2 years will be paid back, so the company can take care of it.
Okay, and beyond that, nothing on the horizon with respect to IG management, with a view for more CAPEX?
With this, since the all capex as far as this plant is concerned is over.
Okay. Okay, got it.
So then after this, any new capex will only be once we take a firm decision on a new plant, and two, when we decide on forging. In fact, we started the process of studying the forging industry, identifying suitable partners, identifying which OEs to work with. So that process of study for forging has also started. Decision will be taken at the appropriate time, but the process of study has begun.
Okay, okay. Understood. So the mass production that we have begun for IG will be taken care of from the existing facilities. Is that right, sir?
Yeah. All the plans that are there are for from the existing facility. Once we have a new facility planned and it comes up, then of course all these plans will change, because one of the reasons the plans were not more aggressive was that we didn't have enough capacity, and two, we have some limitations of what sizes we can make in this plant. So in the new plant, whenever we plan it, whenever we execute it, all those limitations will be gone.
Understood. And sir, on the billet capacity, which has improved, is it because of any particular debottlenecking that has happened? And, you know, maybe a year or two down the line, what can we see in terms of our billet capacity?
No, this 260,000 tons was already announced. It's just that we tested it and found that in January this month, we hit the number of 22,000 tons. For a month at a stretch, and February also was good, which gave us the confidence that we can, that 250,000 tons level has been achieved. And as we have said earlier, that once we achieve this number, then we look beyond that. And from January, we started looking at what more can be done. And then we found that we could go up to 285,000, which is what requires the capex that we have got approved now. And maybe many of it would anyway have to be done, because I don't think environment expenditure is directly leading to capacity expansion. R&D investment was anyway required again. So many of these investments were perhaps anyway required, but we just clubbed it all together and helping us go to further capacity expansion. So 285,000 tons will be the new capacity, and we hope to hit this figure, depending on, of course, our marketing, that we are able to sell all these things by 26, 27, the latest 27, 28.
Understood. But got it, sir.
Our target is 26, 27.
Okay, sir. And so you mentioned that Toyota sales have been relatively muted. So if I may ask your take on... Okay. So what can be expected, does the industry look different in this, in the new fiscal or the next two quarters, and whether that will impact our exports?
It's still a very small business, so it will not have major impact. And, one good thing about the Japanese is once they've made a commitment and it is not working as per that commitment, they look for other opportunities to make good their commitment. So they are examining other products that were to be localized into India, which can be localized, and some of them are being fast forwarded in. So another year or two will catch up with the targeted and committed volumes.
Okay.
So I'm not too worried about that.
All right. Sure. Okay, sir. Thank you. That was all from my end. All the best and congratulations again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ms. Radha from DNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on good performance, and also on congratulations for the personal note. Sir, I wanted to ask, first question was that this quarter we had done 52K tons of volume. So previously we had done this kind of volume in 1Q FY23. So if we compare 1Q with this quarter, the raw material cost for us is very low for us this quarter, and which has benefited us a lot. However, the other expenses for this quarter is higher as compared to that quarter. So wanted to understand, sir, why the other expenses have gone up in 4Q or we can say in FY24 compared to FY23.
Yeah, Sigla, if you can answer this question.
In other expenses, the higher expenses are because of two reasons. One is the job work charges, which are higher than the Q1 of FY23. And secondly, because in Q1, the prices of electrode were on lower side and earlier we were storing at lower prices. So the electrode prices were lower in Q1, whereas in this Q4 quarter, the prices of electrode were higher. So these are the two major reasons for other expenses to be on higher side.
All right, sir. So going forward, should we continue with the with these FY24 other expenses per ton numbers?
Yes, for this job work charges rolling out from outside, it will continue for another three quarters
yes.
More. And on this electrode prices, they have started softening, so they will they are coming down in the subsequent quarters.
Okay. So secondly, in the opening remarks, you mentioned that from FY23 onwards, you know, we had announced capex 2 to 3 times. So total, first is a 220 crores and 140 crores and now 33 crores. So I think it's around 400 crores. So out of that, how much we have spent till now and how much is pending and what is the timeline by when we want to complete the entire project?
So roughly about 82 crores out of this has been spent. So from the 260 and 140, 400 crores, and this new 33 crores is 433 crores. So 83 crores has been spent. Everything else will be
25
and 25 crores for land has been spent, and we have allocated about 19 crore rupees for our share in the renewable project. So those are in addition, and so all this capex will be done in the next. Primarily the next 2 years, a little bit may stretch into 3 years. So in 24-25, 25-26, most of this investment will be done. Some will spill over to 26-27.
All right, sir. So just to follow up on the answer that you gave on the
As I answered earlier to another question, I'm repeating that. With this, most of our, almost all our capex plan for this unit is largely done. There will be only minor than normal capex, a little R&D equipment, some more testing and all. Those are the only kind of investments that will continue. But after this, almost all our capex plans are done.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah. Just to follow up on the answer that you gave on the electrode prices. So, sir, just a small query that the electrode prices going up or any fluctuation in this, so this should have been captured in the raw material prices. Then, you know, unable to understand that. Why
electrode is not raw. Electrode is not raw material. Raw material includes our scrap, pig iron, sponge iron, our alloying elements, those are our raw materials. Electrode is consumable.
Okay. All right. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have a next question from the line of Akshay Thakur from Pico Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the becoming a grandfather. My question is related to...
mother is also on the call. Soumya is also on the call.
Oh, congratulations to her. My question on the business. So just to circulate back on the topic of electric arc furnace as a method of manufacturing specialty steel, we have heard a lot about the advantages on that. Are there any challenges as such on about this method of making it?
Yeah, challenges are there that the cost of steel making is higher with the electric arc furnace route compared to a blast furnace route, but they damage the environment massively, and they have a very high capital cost. And you have to be today to set up a new plant under the blast furnace route. You need to make it economically. It has to be at least 3 to 4 million tons, whereas electric arc furnace you can put up. 300,000 tons, a 500,000 ton plant, and the capital cost, so smaller capacity as well as cost per ton would be lower and environmentally far better.
Okay, thank you. And
worldwide in the special steel industry, worldwide almost all companies, the good companies, are all electric arc furnaces. India is perhaps one of the only countries where you have blast furnaces and mini blast furnaces making alloy steel for automotive sector.
Okay, thank you for that information. One more question on the same. Are there any structural changes happening for sourcing raw material, that is the scrap steel, for India as a country?
So yes, as the country is moving towards circular economy, which is a hot topic being discussed by all OEs, as the government is pushing circular economy, so clearly scrap from the auto OEs is likely to start moving to people like us. So there is this structural change that the auto companies will be looking at in the future to see how they can channelize their scrap to people like us.
Thank you so much. That was very helpful. And once again, congratulations to your family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from the line of Naitik M. from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, and congratulations to the entire family on welcoming their newest member. Just one question from my side. Sir, I believe we were in constant negotiations with OEM during quarter one and quarter two for price hikes, and I think we have seen a positive effect of that in the Q4 numbers. Now, post that, the commodity prices are again shooting up, and do we think that these prices we will be able to maintain the kind of EBITDA per ton or EBITDA margin that we did in quarter four, moving forward in quarter one and thereon?
Sure. Just hold on one minute. Just hold on.
Surely, sir.
Yeah, sorry. One thing please understand, we have anyway said this 11,000 rupee EBITDA per ton that we got is beyond our normal range. So in any case, we will never say that those kind of numbers we can expect on an ongoing basis. One odd quarter again, you can get it. But this is not a sustainable number as of now. The second thing is, whenever raw material prices rise, we have already asked OEs for a price increase. Let us see how the negotiations happen. And third is, when raw material prices go up, at least the quarter where the prices have gone up, there are also inventory gains. So one quarter and all could get protected. It is when the old inventory runs out that when the shock happens, so without a price increase. So Q1 for this year should be reasonably fine. And if we don't get a price increase, Q2 there will be some problem. But overall, for the year, we will remain in the range of 7,000 to 10,000 rupees, our EBITDA guidance.
All right, so that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We have
and, sorry, just to add more information, the letters that have gone to the OEs from various steel makers have asked for between 2,500 rupees to 3,750, I think one company has said. But I'm sure 2,500 to 3,500 is a range in which letters of increase have gone to the OEs. And maybe 3,750, I'm not sure of that number of 3,750.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have our next question from the line of Mr. Tushar from Phoenix Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Tushar, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, congratulations, yes, sir, on a good congratulations to the whole family. I was just trying to envisage the power savings that we could get from the new solar plant. So if you could help me with some...
Sorry? Can you repeat your question? I couldn't understand. New what plant? Solar plant.
Solar plant. Solar plant, yes, sir.
Yeah. What about the solar plant?
So the power plant is for, what I know is for 55 megawatts. And what yes, PLF could we expect from the plant, if we have the numbers ready? The PLF plant load factor from the solar plant?
We will get about 8 crore units from that plant.
8 crore, right, sir. And the, that is the number that I could come. And the current cost?
About 17.5%.
Sorry, sir. Okay, yeah, 17.5, right, thank you.
And the current 17.5%.
And yeah, thank you, sir. And the current cost per unit is 7 per unit, as from the last calls I could recollect, is it?
Yeah. Six.
And what could be the cost that we could expect from the new plant?
We haven't shared that number as of now, but the range, we are all aware, at induction point, most companies are saying between 3.5 to 4 rupees a unit, and then there are some costs there. So it's within the range.
If we take four rupees per unit, so the total.
But in addition to that, there are other costs. There are wheeling charges. There are T&D costs. So there will be at least our agreement is minimum 50 paisa saving, or actual, whichever is higher.
Okay, 50 paisa or actuals. Okay, so we could expect savings. We can expect savings from 5 to 15 CR annually.
Correct.
Yeah. And the new plant is coming live December 25 or December 24, if you could hit them.
24.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you on this.
But it's all dependent on, you know, government approvals coming in place for the connectivity and so on. So our contract is in December 24, but maybe there could be a delay of a couple of months. So let's say safely by March 25.
March 25. So the benefits we can see from the next fiscal year, right?
This is why the confidence of increasing the range of EBITDA per ton.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Ayan Sharma from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good news. Sir, I had just a few questions regarding the gross profit per kg. We see that it has improved to rupees 35 per kg.
Your voice is muffled. It is not so clear. Can you speak a little slowly?
Sir, is it better now?
Yeah, better now. Correct.
Yes. Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good news. Sir, I had a few questions regarding the gross profit per kg, actually. We see that it has improved to rupees 35 per kg. So how long do we expect this to continue, and how much of this benefit is from lower RM benefit, and how much is from a better mix benefit?
very difficult to, we won't share all those things. So overall, and there's no, see, each one factor leads to several other factors also. Lower raw material cost may mean higher power cost and lower yield. So, you know, all those costs change. So it's a complex whole, and we don't, that's why we don't share those numbers. We talk about a range and we're saying whether the range is going up or the range is going down. So our stated range is 7,000 to 10,000 rupees. This quarter we got 11,000 rupees, which is higher than our range, and we are saying, therefore, do not look at 11,000, go back to 7 to 10 as the expected range for this financial year.
Okay, sir, got it, sir. Thank you for answering the question.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Aniket Redkar, our shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Aniket.
Yeah, sir, I have two questions. So just wanted to understand as how does the current industry landscape appear as we are seeing that the current anticipated demand from automotive sector is improving.
Correct.
Hello.
No, sir, you're right. Automotive sector is improving. So,
yeah.
What is the question?
So, what are our steps in terms of this improvement in the automotive sector? How are we going to take this?
We are improving our capacity. We are adding to our quality capability. Sustaining and, you know, the measuring systems, which have quality assurance, a new non-destructive testing line is in place. So all the CapEx that we're making is in line with that, and more R&D, sophisticated R&D equipment that not many steel companies have. So we have added those kind of equipment. Thanks to our partners, Aichi, we know what equipment to have, and then we synchronize those equipment as per Aichi's readings, and we get training from their Aichi people to run those machines, to use those machines effectively. So that's what we are doing, preparing for more and more auto companies, more EV requirement, which means better quality steels, cleaner steels, lighter steels. Similarly for hybrids also in the future. So the requirement of steel is going to be lighter, stronger and cleaner steels. And that's where we are working towards. Have I answered your question?
Mr. Tushar? Are you there? Mr. Tushar?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Have I answered your question?
Sorry, this was not my question, sir.
To Ayan, I think. Aniket.
Yes.
Anyway, I have probably answered the question. Yeah, next question, please.
Just a follow-up on the power question on the solar plant. As we see our total power and fuel cost, what all is included in that power and fuel cost, if you could help me? The number,
so
that
primarily means power,
yes.
And the fuel includes gas that we use, natural gas.
Yeah. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
And last year there was some furnace oil and a little bit of diesel also was there.
And sir, what a ballpark number, what would be our consumption, power consumption units, if you could, at any given point?
Power consumption is about 800 units.
Yes.
Roughly 800 units per ton of steel.
Thank you, sir. And I guess I missed on the debt. The question that I asked, what is the number?
Our debt figures are 0.12 debt equity.
Yes. So we have significantly paid off our debt in this financial year. So what is the future outlook for debt? Are we planning
capex of about 370 crores spending roughly?
Yes. Sir.
How much?
Yes.
300.
Yeah, about 380 crores capex spending. So, of course, we will have some incremental debt coming in.
So, I hope we might not cross 0.2-0.3 debt to equity.
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not. We won't cross 0.3. No.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's all.
And within 3 years, we should be down to 0.1. Current capex plan.
0.1 by?
We'll be back to 0.1 in the next 3 years.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
But I'm repeating, this is with the current capex plan. The moment we announce a new capex plan, which would perhaps be either forging or a new steel plant, then there'll be separate capex starting for that, starting with purchase of land, and then it's a different process will start altogether.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Just a question for the FY25 guidance. What have you, are we guiding in terms of volume, overall volume and revenue?
Volume will be around 220,000 to 230,000 tons.
Okay.
So we are saying 210 to 215 in 24-25 and 220 to 230 in the year 25-26.
And
about 235 to 250 in the year 26-27.
Okay. And Bright Bar's capacity currently, I believe, is it 48,000 tons per annum?
Yes.
And so what are we expecting it to go to? Let's say by next year?
In the next 3 years, we'll take it up to about 60,000.
60,000. Okay.
Yeah. Again, mostly will be done in 2 years' time, but it may spill over to the third year.
Mm-hmm.
Our capex, most of our capex should be finished by the year 25-26.
All right, got it. Thank you, and congratulations to you and your daughter. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Anil Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and congrats for your good numbers. So my question is regarding any plan for dilution of equity regarding the two AIG or. And when we plan for our green next the green plant project?
So Anil, we have already committed to Aichi that whenever they want to increase their stake, they can increase the stake. So we have no plans. They have to decide when they want to increase the stake. So that could happen later this year. It could happen next year. Depends on them. The company does not need any more equity at this point.
However,
once the capex plan starts for the new project, hopefully, my hope is by end of this year we will take this decision. We should be able to take the decision by the land, and then we start the process. And before we take significant capex decisions, I would like to, though we may not need to raise capital, but I would like to secure our equity capital, but we will definitely need dilution whenever we put up a new plant. So whether dilution happens just to Aichi, as we do a rights issue, we do a small QIP, all those things are factors which the board will consider. But clearly, for the kind of capex that we'll require, we will need a dilution at some stage.
Yes. After this completion of this year, the picture will be clear, I think.
May happen in this year itself. I don't know. I'm just saying, but yeah, but you're right. In all probability, the clarity will happen more by roughly 9 months to 1 year from now. We'll be in a much clearer situation once we complete all our studies and we are able to show. I mean, I'm convinced we need to put up a new plant, but we have to convince, have everything on paper, proper studies done and so on, so that everyone is convinced, everybody is bored.
Okay, sir. Congrats and best wishes for your and coming year and many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Aman Agarwal from Avixis Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir, you are audible. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, congratulations, ma'am and sir, to both of you. I have a question, sir. As Ashi is working with us to train our capacity and employees and improving our process, so... I'm saying Ashi Japan has been working with us as strategically partners from last 3 to 3.5 years. So they have been guiding us for improving the capacity and all those things and training our employees and processes. So my question is regarding that. In future, you have given guidance that you will improve the EBITDA per ton from 7 to 10 to next 2 to 3 years by 11, 12. So my question is that will it possible to charge such kind of margins from our suppliers as they are on board and strategically and all those things as the, from OEM, from small OEMs to these global clients?
I'm sorry. No, we are not charging anything from our suppliers. Similarly, we are not talking of increasing the pricing to any customer. We are talking about internal improvements and protecting the current spread. If the current spread between raw material prices and selling prices get protected, then with the internal improvements that are already on the plan, on the anvil, then we should be able to reach these numbers.
Okay. My understanding is that you are not increasing the charges from your supplier. You are improving the internal processes and maintaining the spread between the commodity charges. So, sir,
if the spread gets compressed because of market situations, then we'll be at the lower end of that range, and the spreads increase because of market conditions, then the range we'll be at the upper end of the range.
Yeah, that's why my question is that because commodity prices are not in our control, it is globally, China is the dominant.
Which is why we always give a range. We are under pressure very often by analysts that please, there is too wide a range, give a narrower range or give a target. So we are very clear because of commodity nature of this industry and the variability, there will always be a range. Yes, as we improve operations, as we become more confident of our performance, we are able to increase this range. So if you recall, for the people who've been following a company for some time, earlier our range was 4,500 to 6,000 rupees of EBITDA per ton. Then we changed it to 5,000 to 7,000. Then we changed it to 6,000 to 8,000. Then we changed it to 7,000 to 10,000. And now we are saying we're changing it to 8,000 to 11,000 rupees EBITDA per ton. But from 2025-26, we could have done it this year also, but this year, since we have shutdowns coming, we are not that confident. And we still have a capacity problem in rolling. So we will still have to go outside, to outside rolling. So some margin is going to go out there, which will come back to the company in 25-26.
Sure, sir, definitely. Thanks for answer. One more question I have. Sir, as you said, in future you have a plan for forging and new steel plant. So for that, do we have any discussion with the existing partners like Ashi for these things, or we will looking for onwards only?
No, everything that we do is do with our partners, and it will be incorrect to say we have plans. I said we started studying, discussing these things. So it will be incorrect to say we have plans to get into forging.
So
we are starting the process of studying.
Minimum.
I'm sorry?
It will take 3 to 5 years.
I just said we have started the process of studies. If the studies conclude fast, we'll take action fast. If the studies take time, we might take a decision later. We might decide after the studies, no, it doesn't make sense to go. The decision has not been taken. We have started studying these markets.
Sure. Thank you for clarification.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why I don't have any timeline that I can share with you at this point.
No issue, and thanks for clarifying my doubt. Thank you, and well wishes to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sachit Jain for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for attending our call and for your confidence. I sincerely hope that this new benchmark that we are setting of 8 to 11,000 rupees EBITDA per ton, and then aspirationally 9 to 12, we are able to meet that. And I'm confident with the good work our teams are doing, especially both our EDs, Mr. Rivadi and Soumya, and the entire management team with them, as well as our workforce, with this thing and with our partners, Aichi. I feel pretty confident that with the demand situation improving, with this focus on green steel, we are sitting on a very, very interesting opportunity. So we hope to take advantage of that. And we will be here to answering your questions over the next few years. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Choice Equity Broking Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.